This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, I'm Macca. Paul's on panel. Fiona is my co-host. James is on program support. And we have another James who's our podcaster. It's currently 13 degrees, heading for a top of 17. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, listeners.
How are you?
Yes, I am really good. I had a lovely quiet evening last night.
And why was it quiet?
It was quiet because I was not out.
You were not out.
I was at home.
Feet up.
Which just seems a little rare. And I listened. I watched the episode of Fisk.
Oh, right,
which
yes.
Is which is so it, hilarious.
It is funny, isn't it?
So funny.
Yeah. And, of course, many years ago, that where it's filmed in North Melbourne there in Errol Street, we used to record episodes of Face-to-Face for Bent TV in the comedy lounge there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Which was very apt.
Well, Kitty Flanagan is hilarious, and I remember listening to her on do a radio interview before Fisk started, and she said she's originally from Sydney,
right?
And she said, "Look, to all my Sydney friends, there's a lot of trams."
Yes.
So I don't know if anyone's watched it, but there are a lot of shots of trams.
There are, aren't there?
Yeah. It's very comical.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that wasn't the highlight of my week, but it was what I did last night.
The highlight of this week.
Well, I was very interested watching the budget and seeing what went down there. That was a very interesting part of the week.
It was a pretty, I suppose, for a lot of it wasn't, you know, like budgets of old shock horror. I think the ground had been well prepared. But let me ask you a question, Fiona and Paul. So things in the budget to help people with the cost of living, were there any measures in the budget that help you?
No.
Paul?
No, Macca, sadly not.
Me either.
No, none of the above. I was talking to one of my team and she said, what's in the budget that might be beneficial for me? And I said, well, as a non-childbearing individual of a certain age.
Who's not going to
TAFE. There's nothing. And she said, how about tax cuts? And I went, well, maybe. So that's it.
Well, there's actually a hidden in the budget is a tax increase.
Ooh.
And it's
how come it's
around that incredibly divisive term, franking credits.
Oh, this is the one we talked about last week.
It is. And the government, before the election, made two promises.
Mm.
One, they were not going to touch the stage three tax cuts, but we're now having, according to the Treasurer, a discussion about that. Mm. That perhaps in the future. Now, I don't disagree with that. I think the stage three tax cuts could do with some changes, bearing in mind the economic circumstance we're in. But it was an election promise, and if you're going to break an election promise, you need to be upfront about it. So in the budget, the government did break an election promise on franking credits.
So that results in a tax increase for
it's going to raise, I think over 3 years, $500 million. It's not the change that they talked about before the last election. It's a different change. But they did say before the election, we are not going to do anything at all with regard to franking credits.
Mm. And the opposition hasn't said anything about this.
Really interesting. So Jim Chambers.
Chalmers.
He's a charmer. And the Prime Minister both lied. They lied.
Well, that is a budget break that I'm okay
lied.
With.
They lied.
We'd love to get a response on that officially. If anyone wants to give us a call, they can also contact us. 0427 569 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You can join the conversation with us here in Saturday Magazine this morning.
I don't like whoever makes election promises than being broken.
Shall we run through who's going to be on the show today?
That's right.
Yes, because this is a topic. So this today, we are talking about countries other than Australia. Yes. Today. We have Dr. Rob Manwaring, who is going. He's an associate professor at the College of Business at Flinders Uni, who is going to discuss with us the new UK Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. Then one of our regular guests, Nick Rees, Deputy Lord Mayor and Principal Fellow of Melbourne School of Business, is going to talk to us about the US midterms.
It's a good title, isn't it? A Principal Fellow.
I know.
What it sounds like a pantomime thing. It does. Like a principal boy.
Oh, yes, you go over there. You're the Principal Fellow.
He's going to talk to us about the midterm elections in the US and, boy, what there is to talk about. Then at 10:45, Jeff Wilson from
It's called Wham. It's not a band.
It's called Wham Asset Management. And he's going to talk to us about the budget overview, and we will discuss a few of these topics that we are talking about right now.
Then we're going to have a chat after 11 with Josh Burns, the federal member for McNamara, on his budget thoughts. But also, look, there's a few other topics, Fiona, we might ask him about, aren't there?
That's right. So if you have anything that you would like to ask Josh, you know, please let us know. Then we are going to begin our candidate interviews. Mm. Now, I'm sure that Paul has mentioned this and Macca has mentioned this in previous shows, but we are undertaking 5, possibly 6 seats in the Victorian state election, and they are all metro seats that we are working on because that's near where we live. And today we are looking at the seat of Kew.
And it's interesting that we're asking candidates to give us about 13 minutes of their time, not even in the studio, if they can't make the studio, on the phone. Mm. So 13 minutes over a 2-day, on a Saturday morning. So for the seat of Kew, Jackie Carter is the Greens candidate. We'll be speaking with Jackie. She's coming into the studio. And Sophie Tawney, who is the independent candidate for Kew, is also coming into the studio. The Labor candidate for the seat of Kew, not available today between 10 and midday. The Liberal candidate for the seat of Kew, taking over from Tim Smith, who's the current member, is so busy for 2 days she can't possibly do it. So that's a bit unfortunate because, you know, I'd like to speak to all of those candidates and our listeners would like to hear from them. Whether I speak to them or not, I can deal with that. Remember, it's you, the listener, and you, the elector in the seat of Kew, that don't get to hear from those two other candidates. Stay with us. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Fiona.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.